So be mindful when doing your provision as a chef, which I totally agree, because sometimes, like, I have worked with chefs that they come back and I'm like, are you feeding an army? Because I don't think so, you know?
Yeah.
And then not only that, the fact of the matter that we don't have the space to carry all that shit. And then we're like trying to, like, I have had olive oil in my closet, tomatoes, potatoes inside my stool laundry closet because the person went overboard and there's no space. And then at the end of the day, it didn't get used. And most of it went to waste because it got bad. So I definitely agree that becoming mindful and obviously stocking on the things that you do know that you are going to potentially that you're going to use a lot, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure that obviously you have
enough of that.
Yeah, and then as crew members, yeah, I definitely agree that, you know, don't eat with your eyes.
Exactly.
Be mindful of, and also be mindful of other people, because all of a sudden you like put all your plate and then like there's people that didn't get to eat yet, you know? It's like, you really have to ask like who hasn't eaten yet, because that way, because that has happened a lot on boats that I've been on where, you know, there's this one crew member that just eats like he's gonna die tomorrow, you know? And then all of a sudden there's five members that didn't eat yet. And then there's like very little left for them, you know? So I think definitely, and most of the time, some of those people that put a lot of stuff in their food, like you said, it goes to waste.
Yeah, one of the things that I do, for example, in my current boat is that I plate everything. So I know that one crew member is going to, he don't eat too much. So I plate the amount of food that I know that he's going to eat. And I do the same thing with everybody. So we don't do buffet, you know?
Yeah, because, and I think that's easy when you're a small crew.
Yeah, it's easy.
You know, 9, 15, 20, whatever. Crew members, that's a little bit, obviously, not really available in that sense. And my other question to you is, like, how do you feel about reusing food that, you know, like leftovers?
Well, it's of course it's possible. I do it. Not all the time, but yeah, sometimes I reuse some leftovers. And we need to, as a chefs, we need to, you know, like we know how to do it, you know, because it will be crazy if we are going to use, for example, if we are making a ceviche, we are not going to use that ceviche for the next 2 or 3 days, you know, because it's raw fish. So we need to be careful, but yeah, of course I'm agree with, reuse some leftovers. It depends what kind of leftovers, but yeah, I think it's possible, and you can make something very delicious with them. Sometimes it's you just need to discard that thing.
Yeah, no, I agree. And and I know this is kind of off topic, but I just kind of want to bring it up before we wrap it up, because it just kind of popped in my head. I wonder if there is a lack of nutritional knowledge within the chef industry that translates to not being able to create meals that can fuel all crew members. Because I have come across some very healthy, conscious chefs that understand the basics of nutrition for body work, and then they're able to, you know, do that for the crew. And then there are chefs that, you know, they literally just want to serve you fried food all the time, or, you know, just very greasy, buttery stuff. And it's like, well, that's just your style of cooking, but that's not really fueling, you know, the crew members. So I wonder if that is potentially part of the issue.
Well, probably. I mean, that depends of every single chef. As I was saying before, the first thing as a chefs, cooking for crew is just to give them a good diet. That's the first thing. And the most important thing of the rest of them. We need to get them a good, tasty and balanced food, you know, or meal.
So as a trained chef that you are, that was part of your studies?
Like nutrition? Yeah, nutrition, that's right. And for example, if you are not a trained chef and you didn't attend to a cooking school, well, man, just move and do a research and start like studying the thing and make something nutritious for the crew. I think it's very important that we are not we don't need to just full give them the food to make the stomach, you know, like full. It's not the thing.
Yeah. Because, you know, I think that when we're so busy, I think if a crew member looks forward to something during the day, is the food.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I don't really know if it's because it's that time that, you know, you're going to have some moment to just sit, although some of us don't even sit to eat, or is it because, you know, we're so hungry because we've been working so hard that we are craving the fuel. I'm not entirely sure because it could be, you know, so many other things. But one thing I do know across the board is that food is that one thing that everybody's like waiting for, you know?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
And for example, and it's like not a nutritional food, you know, it's kind of like, ugh, you know, I kind of like that thing where you're like, damn, you know, I'm not saying like, you know, everybody needs to eat a salad all the time, but I'm saying, you know, there's obvious things, you know, where there's a balance, like you said, you know, when you know that you're not giving or putting out a balanced meal, let's say.
Yeah, I know. And for example, there are a lot of crew members that they work pretty hard, and for them, they don't give nothing to eat, you know, like a balanced meal. They just want to eat, and if it's greasy, it's okay. If it's fried, it's okay. If it's carbs, doesn't matter. If it's butter on the meal, it doesn't matter. Sweet, whatever. They just want to eat, you know, like full the stomach.
Yeah, caveman style.
Yeah. And sometimes, I mean, I don't know how to say it, but sometimes I've been seeing that in my job, in my boats, and I really appreciate sometimes that the crew member are doing that, because I don't need to worry about them, because I know that they just want to eat whatever it's on the plate.
Right. So I totally agree that, you know, and that goes back to communication with the chef and putting yourself in the other person's shoes, you know, and really having that respect for everybody, because, you know, the chef is not there to, it is part of the chef's job to fuel you with food, but the chef is not working for you. You know, you're working with the chef.
Well, you are saying something that is very, very important. As a chef, we are working for the owner and for the boat. And sometimes some crew members, they are thinking that we are the personal chef of every single crew member, and they are totally wrong, you know? So that's one thing that you need to, as a crew member, you need to keep in mind, you know, the chef is cooking for you, and we are responsible to feed you, to give you a balanced meal, a good meal, a nutritional meal, whatever. But we are not your personal chef. That's very important, and the crew members need to know that.
Yeah, no, and I totally agree, and I think, you know, it's one of those sensitive subjects, because it's like you're living together, you're constantly, you know, obviously, in a sense, working for each other, you know, like the girls are doing the laundry, you know, holding their underwear and stuff like that, you know. And it all of a sudden you can cross that boundary where people think, oh, you're working for me, you know, even unconsciously, you know, it's like, actually, I don't work for you. You know, it's just part of the program that will also serve you while I'm serving who actually pays me. So, I can totally understand where you're coming from. So, okay, well, thank you so much for all your knowledge and wisdom. It was really, really good. And
thank you, Maureen. This is a topic
that we haven't really talked about. And I think a lot of people are going to resonate with, especially, you know, the chef industry. And those who are, you know, who have the mindset of not wasting food and what we can do and all that stuff. So before we go, is there anything else that you want to share?
Well, we are going through a really hard situation right now all around the world with this COVID-19. And sometimes I read the news and I see that there are a lot of people that they don't have food to eat. And I've been seeing a lot of, the other day, I think it was last week, I saw a post on Facebook. I don't remember which page of, you know, the boat industry. And I was seeing like a program or something that the Yaris in Europe are doing. They are, you know, like paying back to the people. And they were like you know, doing something about food, you know, like doing, giving people that need food, giving the food, you know. And that's, I think that's very important, and we need to keep that in mind when we are about to throw in food. I think with this situation with the COVID-19, it's a perfect example that we need to take care about the things that are feeding us in the food that we are wasting.
Yeah. Thank you. I
don't know how far we can get to this, and it's very important.
No, but I totally agree. And if you can give back and in some way, shape or form, then do it, you know, don't wait for somebody else to do it. You know, if you feel the call and you know that you can give back, which many boats have, And thank you for that. If you're one of those and you're listening, it's very important, you know, and in whatever way you can give, you know, it's welcome, you know, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree.
Thank you. And
well, thank you, Maureen.
Yeah. So
it was a pleasure. Thank you very much for everything.
Awesome. It is a pleasure, and we'll continue to talk after the show. And all right, people. So remember, if you have something to say, something to share, or wisdom to pass on, please contact me below the video. And you can be part of the Uncensored Show to share your voice. I am Marien, your host from Yachts Mermaids, and this is Uncensored, a Yachting International radio show. Bye.